think that's enough candles. I can see you both perfectly well.
And so romantic and cozy. Just like a Victorian novel.
I wish you'd get those idiotic ideas about the English out of your head. We're just like you, except better. Not everyone is a Mr. Rochester or a Mr. Darcy. The sooner you understand that, the sooner you'll actually be able to have a real, lasting relationship.
Excuse me, I have dated plenty.
Sure you have. Maybe too much?
Are you calling me a slut?
No, darling. But you just did. I'm choosing not to dispute.
You're my best friend. I would only accept your complete and entire honesty.
You're a slut.
Aw, thank you.
You know what? How about we pretend this is Victorian England and we're having a poetry reading by candlelight?
Oh, are you fucking serious? Are you serious?
Yes, yes, yes. Is that all right with you, love?
Ooh, maybe your boyfriend can pick the poem.
We're not exactly... It's not... We're not really together.
Yet.
You're going to make one of us blush.
Ooh, maybe even both of you. Is he a good boy? Or a nasty, nasty dom?
It's not exactly polite to ask that.
How else are you supposed to find out?
The normal way, I suppose.
Well, I mean, have you even kissed yet?
You...
Oh, let him answer. Oh, if I'm a slut, you're the opposite. Poor soul is probably dying to see your ankles.
I'm sure it's, we're...
You guys need, like, a little inspiration or something?
You're disgusting. No, stop it.
You know I'm the resident whore expert. I can advise you.
Can you just... Can we just... What about some John Keats?
Who the hell is that?
The English poet? Did you go to university?
Where I come from, they call it college.
Where you come from is routinely wrong. Highest shelf on the left-hand side.
Ooh, but what about your man over here?
What do you think, my darling? Something sexy?
Need me to leave the room?
Don't be ridiculous. We'll start with Keats and we'll see how it goes.
All right. Here it is right here. The complete works of John Keats.
You read first.
Fine. No problem. Let me pick something out for us. Okay, here we are. This living hand, now warm and capable of earnest grasping, would, if it were cold and in the icy silence of the tomb, so haunt thy days and chill thy dreaming nights, that thou would wish thine own heart dry of blood, so in my veins red life might stream again, and thou be conscious, calmed, see? Here it is. I hold it towards you.
I mean, that's kind of sexy.
Oh, so we are going for sexy now.
More Keats is perfectly fine. How about another?
What else do you have on this shelf? Ooh, this is an interesting looking book. It doesn't have an author on here.
Give it to me.
Oh, is this some nasty, filthy stuff? And you call me a slut?
She's kidding. I don't.
All right, everybody calm down. Take a break. Take a series of deep breaths. There's nothing to do. Nowhere to go. It's gonna storm all night and the power's out. Might as well liven this up a little bit.
I thought you wanted this to be Victorian.
Keats wasn't a Victorian, was he?
No.
Then let's do this.
You know what? I'll read it. I don't care.
Ooh. Feisty. She is so hot when she gets all ruffled and flushed, isn't she? Look at her squirming in her chair already. We haven't even started. Does just sitting near him do that to you?
Shut up and let me read.
Okay. Okay, okay, okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I need a man who wants me, but who doesn't need me to massage his ego or to take care of his problems. I need a man who sees who I am and loves who I'm becoming. I need a man who will fight me with snowballs when it's cold outside.
Oh, I love that.
And splash water over me when it's warm. Who will laugh when I score a hit. And then take me home, make me tea, and open me up. I need a man who knows me, inside out. My mind, my moods, my body. Who understands when I need his loving arms around me and when I need to be bound with loving restraints. One who loves my righteous anger.
Oh, oh my God.
One I can tell to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And one who calls me out on my shit. I need a man who can wait. One who can watch. Who sees my responses. And learns my body. I need a man. Who loves my purity. And my decadence. My yearning to soothe pain. And my desire to be used. One who knows when to spank me.
Oh my God.
And when to kiss the redness from my cheeks.
Oh shit. It's hot.
One who knows when my pussy needs soothing.
Oh my God.
And my cunt needs a pound.
Oh.
I need a man who knows that stimulating my mind is as important as stimulating my clitoris.
Oh my God.
One who doesn't equate penetration with satisfaction.
Okay, yeah.
One who knows that the power of my release lies embedded in that little slip of skin. And that when the lips enclosing her have been peeled back, I'm at my most vulnerable. One who appreciates that the whole universe is concentrated in those nerve endings.
Oh my God. Stop, 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 stop. That is so hot. That's hot. Fuck. I mean, isn't that hot?
Yeah.
Where did you get that book?
I don't remember.
I don't know about you two, but I am feeling a little...
No.
A little...
Please don't.
A little hot. You know what, Penny? You're my best friend in the world. But sometimes... you can be such a coward.
Oh, what are you doing?
Kissing him, I guess. You will not shut up about this man. Every day, you text me about how smart he is, how charming he is, how fucking witty he is. Well, he still has the most filthy and depraved mind. And you told me what you want to do to him, haven't you?
Yes.
So,
While I do this, you can tell him all the nasty things you've been telling me. Oh my god, he has got such a pretty cock.
It's...
You are missing out on all this pre-cum.
Fuck.
I don't want to be in this all day by myself, so start talking. And I'll start making him feel as good as he looks.
Oh, God, that's really hot.
Keep going.
I think about your collar.
He just throbbed a little.
I think about you all the time. Every time I go to bed. When I'm sitting at my desk at work. In the garden. At the furniture shop.
You can do better than that. Come on.
I think about being split open on your cock. I think about being naked on my knees in front of you. My own spit and drool spilling over my tits, down my thighs, while I make your cock disappear down my throat. I think about getting down on my knees on a bed, on the floor, on a sofa, anywhere you want me, spreading my ass so you can see how wet I am, see my asshole wink at you. See my pussy plead for you. That moment where you press your cock against me and I have to wait to see which hole you're going to use. I can feel that impatience pull between my thighs. Right now. Right this second. I don't care which one. I want to be used. I want to be your whining, filthy slut. I want to be your good girl. I want to be anything you want. All the time.
Get in here and help me.
I...
Stop fucking thinking. Look at his full hot balls. Doesn't he smell good?
He smells like sex.
I'll get to work on these balls. Why don't you use that mouth for something other than pouting?
Does that feel good?
Look at his face. Two women are on their knees in front of him. His eyes are rolling back into his head.
Okay.
You're fucking hot, you know that? Both of you. Why don't you let go, Penny? Why are you even holding back?
I don't know. I just... I just... Fuck it.
I knew she had it in her. Or she will have it in her soon. Oh, so fucking satisfying to see her lose herself like this. You know what this lovely little scene needs?
Tits?
Fucking right. Let me get my shirt and bra off. Well? What do you think? Can you hold on for a second? I want him to look at my tits, but he just won't take his eyes off you.
You're such a fucking brat.
Nice big juicy tits. Oh, your poor mouth has been so lonely. I think I've worked hard today, finally getting the two of you to finally make a move. Can't you be kind enough to suck my nipples a little? I love that.
Give her an inch and she'll take a mile.
Oh, he has more than a couple of inches. Come on, go bounce on his cock.
I'm not just going to do whatever you say.
Oh, no, you're right. I can't make you have the best orgasm of your life. I can't do that for you.
Okay. Let me get these panties off and hike up my skirt.
Meanwhile, I don't see why he can't do me a favor or two with these fat knockers I got.
You're so crass.
Like a man that knows what he's doing. The way he's swirling his tongue.
Will you shut the fuck up already? Hold still, sweetheart. I'm just going to...
Oh, is that a tight fit or what? Oh, fuck. Just as nice to listen to it as to watch.
Shut your brat mouth. He's mine.
That's what I wanted to see.
Now, why don't you get your ass over there on that sofa and watch us like a good girl? Make yourself come.
What?
You talk, talk, talk. You're just so fucking annoying. Go fuck yourself over there. Oh, I want to hear you come. I want to hear you like it. I want to hear you fucking love it.
Holy shit.
Oh, he's mine. I'm gonna milk his fat, swollen cock.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm gonna strangle it. Oh, I'm gonna come all over him. He's going to be soaked. And he's gonna drip on the floor. And then he's gonna fill me with his hot, nasty spunk.
Oh, let me just get my hand. Just get my hand down my pants.
Isn't that right, good boy? Oh, don't you God. Want to come for me? Don't you want to offer up every last drop of your seed into my needy cunt? Stuff me full. Oh, we've been holding off for so long, and why? Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, you feel me getting tighter? Oh, I'm so swollen and wet for you. Oh, I've wanted you for so long. I've been so afraid of acting on it. Oh. Now, give me that fucking cum. Oh, give it to me.
Oh my, what the fuck?
You want to come with me, my sweet boy? Oh, go ahead and ask me. I want to hear it. Oh, in between those pretty whimpers and big moans and sighs. Beg me. Tell me you want to come. That's what I fucking thought. Shit.
Fucking was. Do you guys need me to leave?
You can stay as long as you stay in that corner and keep your mouth shut.
Oh my goodness.
Let's take a break. I need another cream pie. And if she wants to act like a slut, she can watch like a slut. You don't deserve a thank you.
You're welcome.
You're lucky you're my best friend in the world.
Don't I fucking know it?